Welcome to the It's a Miracle podcast. I'm your host and resident walking miracle, Amanda Farron. In September of 2020, I was given a dire terminal prognosis and told I had just weeks, at most months, to live. And today, I'm still here. I'm alive. It's a miracle. When I was first told I had limited time left on this earth, I was scared, I was overwhelmed, I was incredibly sick, and yet, I made a choice. I would live every day as an unpromised gift. See every sunset as a miraculous blessing. Look for the story of hope in my everyday moments. I've spent as much time in the hospital as I have out of it. Every day there's a fight to find joy on this isolating and daunting road. But I truly have found that all the everyday moments, the trials and the unexpected blessings have added up into quite a miracle story. More than that, I have become convinced that we all have the opportunity to choose to see our stories as miracle stories. No, you may not be facing a terminal diagnosis, but none of us will live forever. If we've learned anything in the last few years, it's that none of us can know for certain what the future will bring. Most of us have circumstances in our lives that may feel hopeless, areas of pain. Many of us struggle to see the little blessings when the challenges seem great. I've lived 1,000+ days beyond what anyone in the medical world thought possible. I adopted a phrase, terminal ain't terrible, started crossing off items on a bucket list, and living out a miracle story. I've had people who've expanded my faith, given gifts beyond my dreams, and been tangible miracles and sources of inspiration. This podcast is part me sharing that you can't make this stuff up, personal stories that have filled the days since they first deemed me terminal, and part interview and story swapping with friends I've encountered along the way. We'll share conversations with people who've sewed into my journey, from New York Times bestselling authors to medical professionals who have stepped in and quite literally saved my life. A terminal illness feels like it takes everything from you. I've heard cancer described as a thief. Life, if we're honest, doesn't always deal the best hand of cards, and our odds may not seem fair. But what if I could show you how to balance the scales a bit, simply by bringing out your own gold? What is inside of you is so much greater than what any pain or problem has seemingly taken from you. I'm unapologetically rainbows and sunshine, because someone's gotta be. My mission isn't to just talk about miracles, but to stand with you in the rain and remind you that beyond the storm is the promise. Walking out this promise has given me a story to tell and a passion to encourage others to do the same. Rather than living for a future that's undetermined, I've determined to leave a legacy. You are invited through this podcast to hope, to see your own miraculous moments, even if your situation doesn't dramatically change in an instant. With eyes of faith and a heart filled with expectation, I believe everyone can find inspiration in your own life to live out your own miraculous story, and maybe make a choice to be a part of someone else's miracle as well. What story are you telling with your life? Who can you impact today? So here we go. Please subscribe on any of your favorite podcast platforms to download and listen to new episodes. Get ready. Get your hope up. The movement begins. It's a miracle story.